You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, or actually welcome, it is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more from you coming up in just a few minutes. But first, very happy to welcome back to the program and back to the table across the way from the Marathon County Literacy Council, Assistant to the Executive Director, Quinn Suhan. And Quinn, great to see you again.
Good morning. Yes, nice to see you again, too.
Absolutely, as now we are heading into the holiday season. And
yes,
you got a really nice event. And I got to say, it's like you want things in this time of year that open up the heart. It reminds me of when the Grinch had his heart just burst through
three sizes that day.
And this is the kind of event I think that will burst the heart of folks here in central Wisconsin, at least three sizes. And it's called Letters to Santa,
yes.
Marathon County Literacy Council. Tell us a little bit about this whole program. Where'd it come from?
So our Letters to Santa project we've been doing for 5 years now. And I think this year is bigger than what we've ever done. I don't know if that's just because I've got the gusto or holiday spirit stirring inside me or what. Usually I'm a stickler. My kids know we don't put up our tree until the day after Thanksgiving. It's how I grew up. It's like, slow down, hold on, pump the brakes for these holidays. But I am really, really excited for these letters this year. It's a way to spread joy and hope, not just to kids, but to everybody throughout the year. So kiddos are able to write a letter to Santa Claus. They can drop it off at one of 20 locations around town. And at Micklett, we are at 515 North 3rd Street, right downtown Wausau, right next to the Yonke Bookstore, so we're not that hard to find. And we have places like CoVantage Credit Union, we have Tri-City Restaurant, we have a lot of places in town that these kiddos can go and drop their letter off to. Mom, Dad, if you're running to the bank Friday to cash your check, make sure you bring that letter with you and drop it off. And then we have volunteers to help Santa and his elves write letters back to kiddos. They will be personalized. Mm. So make sure, Mom and Dad, that you leave your address there if you do want a personalized letter back. It really reminds me of the little girl, Virginia O'Hanlon, that wrote in to the New York Sun when she was just 8 years old, asking whether or not Santa Claus was real, because her father said, if you see it in the sun, it is so. Mm. And that gave the editor at the time a chance to address that old adage, you know, is Santa Claus real? And it just reminds us that this Christmas spirit lives in our hearts all year round.
And it's amazing how far back, that was 1897, the New York Sun, and yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. And I think nowadays it's as important as ever that children have that belief.
Absolutely.
And I think Santa's bigger than the figure that we will see. It's about the spirit of Christmas, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, especially the time that we're looking at in our community, in our world right now, when families are facing some hard times, you know, this is a little something that we can do that isn't going to cost anybody anything extra. Just spread a little cheer and a little joy.
And by the way, you mentioned the list of locations where you can pick up both the special stationery and drop off the letters. We'll make sure to put the listing on our show notes as well so people
know.
And it's really nice mix. You talked about, you know, the banks, we got the restaurants, you got movie theater. I mean, it's really all there. So everyday life, I think anywhere you're going, you're probably going to see one of these boxes. And
absolutely.
And it's wonderful to have a lot of great partners as well to, again, come together.
Yes.
Looking at, again, in terms of the people that you're working with, I think that one of the cool aspects is, I imagine the folks that actually get a chance to be part of this, to be able to see the letters that come in from the kids and to be able to write the responses, that's got to be something that's special. Are you one of those people, by the way?
I am one of those people. I do have, you know, 10 years of early childhood experience under my belt, and this is one of those opportunities that I get to kind of revisit that. So it tickles me on the inside, honestly, that I just get so excited to be able to do some of these. So,
You were talking about maybe bringing your daughter in.
Yes.
How old is she? 12?
She's 12, yep.
At 12, what's her take on Santa Claus at this point?
I think she's at that interim where she is understanding that Santa is more of a belief and more of a spirit that you carry within you, less of a real person that comes. Although for a long time, my kids thought that I had lunch with Santa on a monthly basis to report their behavior. So
that's a good way to have them, you know, doing well for much of the year, I imagine. That, again, it's a case where I brought up the New York Sun article, the power of the words, and even just read them now. And, you know, and when you have a child who's, you know, wondering about things, you know, wondering about those beliefs that you come up with, that, hey, I've always believed in Santa Claus, but I got my friends who are saying there's no Santa Claus.
Yeah.
When you put together a note back, is this the first year you're writing the notes?
This is the first year that I've been involved with it, yes.
What is your modus operandi with this? I'm just curious because there's a little pressure, I imagine, to have the right words and the right message.
And a lot of kids do write in asking for certain gifts and things like that. And we can't promise anything, of course, because we're just a literacy council. And really, we're just promoting that literacy aspect, you know, in the background of all of this. And really what I want to portray through my letters to these kiddos is, you know, make sure that we're keeping that Christmas spirit in our hearts. Thank you for telling me that you were a good boy or a good girl all year, but let's make sure that we're doing that through the Christmas season, not just because we want something out of it, but because we get joy from helping others.
We will have a few more minutes with Quinn Suhan from the Marathon County Literacy Council talking about the Letters for Santa event that's going on right now. That'll be at 7:22. Coming up next, it is the top of the hour, so we will have an information update, news, weather, and sports, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow after that. But again, we'll be back for the WXCO Morning Report at 7:22. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh, here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WXCO Morning Report. It is Tuesday, November the 18th of 2025, just 9 days away from Thanksgiving. And of course, we're part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every weekday morning, Pat, 6 till 9 a.m. And we have our segments at 6:52, 7:22, 7:52, and 8:22. I got confused there for a moment, but 6:52, 7:22, 7:52, and 8:22. WXCO Morning Report. We get a chance to talk to some very interesting people, talk about issues that are here in central Wisconsin in the Owosso area. But it's also just wonderful to be able to talk about some of the special events that are going on. We've had an opportunity to talk to a number of folks involved in theatrical productions. We'll do that again tomorrow with members of the cast from DC Everest, the SpongeBob musical going on both last weekend and this coming weekend. And we'll talk to three members of the cast tomorrow morning here on the WXCO Morning Report. But today, we are talking to Quinn Suhan, Marathon County Literacy Council sponsoring Letters to Santa. And again, it's going on right now, correct?
Yes.
We launched
on Halloween, which I thought was funny because I was dropping off Santa mailboxes to people wearing Halloween costumes. It was really fun.
So again, a number of the locations, including McLitt, Marathon County Literacy Council, if you're not familiar. Got Evolutions in Design, Aspirus in Woodson, YMCA, Culver's, three locations, Wausau, River Mountain, and Rothschild, Sam's Pizza, Marcus Cinema, The Neighbor's Place, The Mint, Covantage, Cloverbelt, Tri-City Family Restaurant, New Catholic Schools at St. Mark's. So again, that's just part of the list. Again, we'll put the list on our show notes as well. What are we missing here? What do you want to make sure that people know about in this this really, I think, very cool spirit of Christmas event?
The only thing really is I have seen some concern about, you know, some areas running out of the letter forms. You don't need a form. Please just make sure that you leave your address with it so we can respond and get you a letter back.
Fantastic. Have you seen any of the letters yet?
I have, and some of them are asking to make 6-7 stop, which I laughed hysterically over that one. So
very cool indeed. So again, families out there, make sure the kids have this opportunity to write to Santa and just let them express themselves in the spirit of this season. And I think, again, Marathon County Literacy Council, and we talked previously about all the things that you're doing, and I think this is just another example. And again, I think just to go back to something we talked about the first time around, because again, I was not totally familiar with the Marathon County Literacy Council. There are so many things that you're doing.
So many things we're doing. We not only, I mean, yes, it's in our name. We're a literacy council. We're going to help you with that reading and comprehension aspect, but we're also going to help with math if you need it. If you are working towards getting your driver's license and you're just struggling with that comprehension part, we can go through that book with you. If you are part of the Wheels to Work program, we work directly with them. So Watia, huge shout out to them. We partner with them and help people, you know, with that program as well. So and you name it, you need help with it, come on, see us. We'll, if we can't help you personally, we will put you in the right direction.
And you have to remind folks again as well that, you know, it sounds like, oh boy, that must cost a lot.
All of our services are free.
That's, again, something that's so special.
Yes.
And you've talked about it as well in terms of putting together resumes and, and stuff like that. Just the some of the important aspects that allow people to take steps forward.
Yes, we have some very talented staff that, you know, I consider us to be a modge podge of jack of all trades kind of people. So if, again, if you need help, if you got questions, if you think we can't help you because you have such a niche need, give us a try. Come in and ask us. If, again, if we can't help you, we'll point you in the right direction. And on the flip side of that, yes, all of our services are free, but we can't run on nothing.
Right.
So if you are able to donate, please come see us. We will take anything that
and
you can.
It's that giving time of year as well.
Yes.
So as you think about important, and there's so many that are so worthy, but the Marathon County Literacy Council is one that is very much worthy of your donations and your gifts as we come towards the end of the year. So make sure you consider them as well. And again, where are you located?
We are located at 515 North 3rd Street, right downtown Wausau.
Yeah, we're right here on North 3rd Street. You're on North 3rd Street. So again, it's wonderful to be here in downtown. And of course, if folks want to go online and learn more, what's the website address?
McLit of Wausau at Gmail. I'm sorry. My goodness.
Oh, what
that
is it?
That was so smooth until right at the end. McLitofWausau.org.
And again, we will put that link as part of our show notes as well if you want to go to the website and learn more about the Marathon County Literacy Council. And I guess finally, going back to the letters for Santa, is there a deadline that people should know about?
Yes, so December 15th is the last day that we will have the mailboxes out at their locations. We will go around on the 16th to pick them up. That being said, if you do get a letter in late, we still will respond. You just might not get it before Christmas.
Well, still, I think even after Christmas, the kids will be thrilled to see a letter from Santa Claus as well. So
I've already seen letters from Stevens Point, from Edgar, from places that are outside of the Marathon County zoning. So I love that that's a pull from places outside.
Fantastic. Quinn Suhan, again, assistant to the executive director. Is that the proper title?
It is.
That's a wonderful title. I like that. But again, Marathon County Literacy Council, letters to Santa. And I imagine, again, that that the heart does go three times when you read those letters. And it's, and it's a wonderful, wonderful project to get the kids involved in the spirit of the season. And you know, if you have kids, make sure you let your children know about this. Write those letters and get back some wonderful responses from the
Absolutely.
North Pole. Quinn, thank you again for stopping on by.
And, thank you for having
me. Sure, we'll talk again real soon.
Absolutely.
Quinn Suhan from the Marathon County Literacy Council. Bottom of the hour information update coming up, including the Farm Report, then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and we'll be back coming up at 7:52 for another WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO. Good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, if you missed earlier today, our discussion with Quinn Suhan from the Marathon County Literacy Council, you can get that on our YouTube channel. Again, we put our interviews up on our YouTube channel. So go to youtube.com and then the 98.9 WXCO channel, and you'll be able to catch the entirety of our interview with Quinn Suhan. And again, if you got kids, take advantage. That's a really fun activity, the Letters to Santa through the Marathon County Literacy Council. Again, at the end of the program, we will have as a podcast at WXCO.fm under the news section, Morning Report with Chad Holmes, and you'll be able to listen to the entirety of our Morning Report segments as a podcast. And also, we have show notes. We will have a link to the Marathon County Literacy Council. We'll have a listing there as well for all of the locations where you can drop off letters to Santa to make sure that your young one gets a letter back from Old St. Nick. So again, you can just go to WXCO.fm, and then right on the right-hand side near the top, it'll say News, and you'll see WXCO Morning Report with Chad Holmes. Click on that for today. Yeah, that'll be up after 9 o'clock, and then you'll be able to get all the information you need to be able to take advantage of that outstanding activity. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we'll have another great interview. This studio will be filled up because we will have three members of the cast from D.C. Everest Senior High School and their production of SpongeBob the Musical. They had a weekend of performances this past weekend, and they have another weekend of performances coming up this weekend. So we'll get you the details on that, talk about the show, talk about the kids and their process, mm-hmm. and everything else tomorrow morning with the students and the performers from D.C. Everest and SpongeBob the Musical.
That's right.
Guy that knows a little bit about the world of the theater is Ian Welsh, sitting across the way. Ian, are you tired this morning? Because I know you had a road trip last night.
I am a little bit tired. My dad and I went down to Madison last night to see a basketball game, and we got to meet up with my brother and sister as well, who live down in Madison. And we very much enjoyed the game. And the Badgers really delivered on this game. They ended with a win by over 20 points.
Yeah, Badgers.
Let me tell you, it's more fun to watch a Badger game in person.
Well, I mean, you just get that experience. You don't feel it on the TV. And they beat Southern Illinois Edwardsville by a score of 94-69 last night. So Badgers ranked 23rd in the national rankings this week. But the fun part is to go to a venue like that, isn't it? Walk
the
in there.
Center is such a cool place.
It is. It really is. And it's been around for a while, but it still feels very new, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially before the game, we were walking around the different floors and checking all the different history of the Wisconsin Badgers sports, and it really is quite amazing to take a walk through all of that history and see all the different awards they've won, all the different athletes they've had over the years, all the different memorabilia they have, because there's a lot of cool stuff they have on display there. And just walking through all that history, and it makes it really meaningful.
Yeah.
It really does.
I've been there for a Badger hockey game one time. And also, as we start off another year of high school basketball, the hope is that one of our boys' basketball teams, either Wausau West or Newman Catholic, will make it down to the state tournament so I can go down there and broadcast again, which is a thrill in itself. In fact, tonight is our first winter high school sports broadcast. Yep, we start off another busy winter of high school girls and boys basketball and girls and boys hockey, and I'll be running around all winter long. Why do we do that, Ian? I know that you're right on top of that. Why am I going to be running around almost every night and then dragging myself in here this every morning to be part of this program? Why do we do that?
It's because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Darn right. The only Wausau radio station that still does it. They stopped doing it down the street, but we continue, and we are very proud to do that. And tonight, our first high school basketball broadcast of the winter. I'll be at the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse as the Wausau West girls basketball team under a new head coach, Maddie Lyskow. She was known as Maddie Shires when she was not too long ago, outstanding player at Wausau West, went on to play college basketball. And Maddie will be taking over her first game as head coach tonight, as the Wausau West Warriors take on a very tough Pacelli Cardinal team. Pacelli last year won 21 games, and they had four double-digit scores, and they're all back. So that's not good news for Wausau West. But Wausau West taking on Pacelli girls high school basketball. Coverage will begin with the pregame show at 5:35 and the opening tip at 6. They moved up the game, so please note the time. 5:35 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the opening tip. Wausau West girls basketball here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, good luck tonight to the Newman Catholic girls basketball team. They open up their season at Marshfield Columbus, and then we'll see the Cardinal girls for the first time on Thursday when they play host to Northern Lutheran with a 7 o'clock airtime. So again, both Wausau West and Newman Catholic on the court tonight. We'll have the Warriors tonight in their season opener, but we'll see the Newman Cardinals again coming up on Thursday against Northern Lutheran. So start of a busy week and a busy season
indeed
of high school athletics here on Wausau Sports Leader 98.9 WXCO. Well, you're going to be ready to get your first correct number of the day quiz.
So we hope so.
Yep.
I'm going to focus up.
Yep, yes. So we will give Ian the number of the day quiz coming up among our final segment at 8:22. WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. 28 degrees is the temperature, mostly cloudy skies. The time is 8:23 here on Tuesday, November the 18th of 2025. I'm annoyed by Donald Trump again, because I do understand that money makes the world go round these days, but today there is going to be a meeting at the White House in the Oval Office between Donald Trump and the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. And for those folks who are not totally aware of who the Saudi Crown Prince, he's known as MBS, Mohammed bin Salman.
Okay.
he is somebody that not that long ago, it's the first time that the Saudi crown prince returns to the United States in about 7 years. And the reason that is because he's a murderer. He's a murderer of a person that was working for a United States media source. He became a global pariah for a little while following the assassination of Jamal Khashoggi, in which a United States intelligence report claimed that MBS approved, an allegation denied by MBS in Saudi Arabia. And I'm sure Donald Trump probably says, oh, our intelligence services are wrong. But the idea that a president of the United States is welcoming into the People's House, the White House, and the Oval Office, a cold-blooded killer of a journalist is beyond the pale in my mind. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's sickening. It is sickening on every level that the person that ordered the assassination of a Washington Post journalist is now being welcomed with open arms. Probably have the red carpet out for this murderer. And again, it's just Donald Trump doing what Donald Trump does. It is sickening. But yeah, it's par for the course here. Par for the course for Donald Trump and his minions. In fact, another story that I came across from the Orlando Sentinel about, and I got this information from the Cup of Coffee newsletter from Craig Calcaterra that I subscribe to. A man named Paul John Bajerski. He is 79 years old. He is a retired optician and a grandfather. He was born to Polish parents in a refugee camp a year after World War II ended. In 1952, his family legally emigrated to the United States, and he was just 5 years old at the time. Bajerski was never nationalized as a U.S. citizen because of some petty crimes when he was young, was not granted permanent residency. He likewise does not have a Polish passport or citizenship anywhere due to the chaos which followed the war, rendering him stateless. He had, however, maintained regular contact with the U.S. immigration officials for decades, who took no action against him despite his immigration status. He was, after all, an aging, now elderly man who has been in this country since Harry Truman was president, having come here due to his family being displaced by literal Nazi Germany. Not the kind of guy that the government used to lose sleep over. In July, Bajerski went in for one of his routine check-ins with immigration authorities, but this time, unlike all the other times over the past 73 years, he was told if he did not voluntarily leave the country, ICE would deport him. Having nowhere to go, he was arrested on October 30th and sent to the Trump-established concentration camp the regime prefers to call Alligator Alcatraz. Since he has been there, he's been forced to miss a scheduled spinal surgery and now requires a wheelchair. He has likewise been unable to get his regular medications, and his health is not surprisingly declining. His family could do nothing but worry. There is a very real chance that Bajerski was born in a refugee camp or die in a concentration camp, the former necessitated by German Nazis, and Calcaterra says the latter established and run by American Nazis. So welcoming in a Saudi prince murderer and leading to a death, a man, an old man who was born in the shadow of Nazi atrocities. Donald Trump's worldview. All right. Let's finish off on a high note with the number for the day quiz.
Absolutely.
Today, this is a general question.
Okay.
How many hours are in a week?
How many hours in a week?
How many hours in a week? Your choices are 168.
Okay.
218. 268. So 168, 218, or 268. How many hours are in a week?
Okay, I'm trying to do math in
my head. Yes, you probably are. Some real quick math here.
Okay.
168, 218, or 268. How many hours are in a week? You're 0 for 1 so far this week. Okay. Got to get on the winning track.
Okay. final answer, I'm going to say 218. 218 is my final answer.
24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week.
Yeah.
Some quick math.
Oh, yeah.
168 hours in a week. Oh. I thought you were going to get that one, but...
I thought I was too.
All right, we'll try again tomorrow.
Yep, absolutely.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Again, have a great day.
Again, tomorrow morning, join us at 6:52. We'll have the cast members from the SpongeBob musical, from D.C. Everest Senior High School, and a whole bunch more. Bottom of the hour information update, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.